The strategy will determine how the Ontario government plans to tackle the disparities for black people in the province in the areas of child welfare, education, and justice. It will look at the intergenerational impacts of slavery, racial stigmatization, and current systemic racism, and develop a plan to fight racism. The three-year strategy is called A Better Way Forward. Michael Cotto is the Minister of Children and Youth Services.
We know that by 2031, almost half of the people in this province will be racialized. We know that racism is on the rise. There was a 600% increase on racist terminology in use online last year alone. We see what's happening across the province. We believe as a government that we need to get ahead of this.
The plan is to collect race-based data from the child welfare system, the justice system, as well as the education and health sectors. Cotto says it's not just a social issue, but an economic one. The information gathered will help government develop policies to address racial inequalities and identify unconscious prejudices in government programs or decisions. It will also include an Ontario Black Youth Action Plan.
And we're going to look for ways to really uplifting young people who may be potentially at risk. We've seen the numbers here in Toronto, and people don't really know these numbers, but over the last decade in the city of Toronto, there's been about 150 young people, so 21 and under, murdered in the city. Majority of those young people have been black.
Cotto admits the strategy is not going to end hundreds of years of racism overnight, but it will help make the government accountable in the fight to end the discrimination and inequality facing the black community in Ontario. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.